This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about all the things going on in the automotive world, including the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's wrapping up for the public days, I believe, just around the bend. So if you haven't been there and you're nearby, please do so. Go by Kobo and check out all the happenings. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by an executive from Ford who's going to be telling us about one of the big announcements at the show, and that's all about the electrification of the Ford brand. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Well, originally I had a guest from a car company scheduled in this first half hour. That person couldn't make it, so I reached out to our good friend in Idaho. He is our ace mechanic here on the program, an ASC certified technician, also a longtime field producer for the show. It's the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, good. Bob, happy new year to you. Happy new President's Year to you and all our listeners.
That is true. Last Friday was the big day.
Yeah, we got a new president, a businessman in there, game show host, and a lot of other titles.
It should be interesting, definitely.
Yes.
But as far as the automotive side is concerned, I know there's some debate about the moves made by the car companies in recent weeks in pulling out of their deals with Mexico and building plants. And Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau swears up and down that no, they were going to do this anyway. But to me, it's a little bit too coincidental.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when Mr. President Trump there uses that finger to tweet something. Boy, the stock moves up or down on that car stock quick.
The power of the new media. I mean, that's one thing that the traditional media really dislikes about President Trump is the fact that he's got more than 50 million people following him on Twitter. And a lot of that is an offshoot from The Apprentice show. And I remember watching on election night when some of the reporters from NBC were kind of showing their personal feelings, something that journalists shouldn't do. They were quite upset about the way the night was going, and one of the reporters said, "You got to remember that this network spent millions and millions of dollars to make this man a worldwide brand."
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Him and Kim Kardashian sure do know how to work a TV camera.
And a bunch of other folks.
I was just watching it a little bit Friday, and all the cars and what kind of brand that they use, and, you know, to put the president in, what do they call it, the tank?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, bulletproof. But I couldn't believe it, Bob. I had the TV on at the time, and he, Mr. Trump, stopped the car and stepped out with his wife and walked the parade route and was waving to the crowd, and I went, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That takes some guts, doesn't it?
It sure does, considering how controversial he is in many people's eyes. So it shows you he's not afraid to take a chance.
Yeah, on other topics, though, Barrett Jackson, I've been sitting there watching that, too, a little bit. And, darn, you and I, we've been down to Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale many years. And remember the days, you know. I was watching it when Chris Jacobs, one of the reporters there for Velocity, he was talking to Ryan, the gentleman that owns West Coast Customs, and visiting about how they, first time they were down at Barrett Jackson at the auction in 2003, and I kind of smiled and thought, oh gosh, I remember when Bob and I were there back in, what was it, 1998?
Yeah, for the first time, and then many years thereafter.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of, and boy, has it changed. In my first time that I was ever at Barrett Jackson, I had a souvenir company, sold souvenirs for the American Hot Rod Association, and we traveled through Phoenix, Scottsdale area to go to Tucson for the Winter Nationals, and kind of warmed my heart up a little bit there watching Barrett Jackson. We went down there, and that was when the Don Prudhomme, the Snake, was racing his funny cars. And they had double A's and double B's, they called them, of course, back then. They still have the double A's. Double B's are long gone. But Don Prudhomme has been, you know, I think it was Friday night, he sold a couple of his funny cars. And that's back in the day, you know, I've kind of aged myself there, Bob. Back in 1983, 84, is when we were in Tucson watching Don the Snake Prudhomme selling souvenirs there at the drag race. And come back through Scottsdale, and I remember following with the truck and trailer heading back here to Boise, Idaho, home, onto Kansas City to the next race. And of course, Don Garless was racing back then with Shirley Mo Downey and all the big boys that are retired now. And it was amazing, you know, we driving through Phoenix, Scottsdale to come back here following these hot rodders. And I thought, well, they must be, let's do it. You know, I'm going to follow them, see where they're going. Well, they were going to the Barrett Jackson Classic Car Auction. I think there was only 50 cars at the time. Like 1982, 83. Man, I mean, it was in a little grass park. I just couldn't, you know, look at it today. Reggie Jackson, Justin Bieber, Steven Tyler there of Aerosmith. He sold, did you see that, where he sold for Jeannie's Fund?
No, I did not. That would have been a cool moment.
Oh, I mean, well, they were Chris Jacobson and Mike Joy, a couple of the announcers were. They put a little side bet on, saying, "Okay, now who's gonna bring more people? Burt Reynolds, he was there, gonna bring his 20th Grand Am, or Justin Bieber? And so, who's gonna draw the most crowd? Make a guess who drew the most crowd?
Steven Tyler.
standing ovation. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I know he sold a 600 horsepower Trans Am. I've seen some pictures of him of late, and he's not looking too good physically. How did he respond during the Barrett Jackson event?
Well, pretty good. They Dave Kindig of Kindig, you know, the Dave's down in Salt Lake building street rods and all that. Of course, does a fine job, and he's got Bitchin' Rides, they call it, the TV show. And now he's behind the microphone, Bob, and helping Velocity at Barrett Jackson talk a little bit. But Dave actually was in the Bandit car driving Burt Reynolds. Burt was sitting in the passenger seat, and Dave had the microphone and drove Burt in his own car, and Craig met him around the passenger door, opened the door, and Burt Reynolds stepped out, and he did pretty good. You know, it did real good. Craig says, well, we have a chair for you over here. And he says, well, we can stand right here if you want, Craig. so he ended up sitting in the chair just right there on stage in front of the car. And I think the old Bandit car, I think it 220,000, something like that is what. And Burt instantly said right there, he kept looking up at the monitor, and you're right, he doesn't look like he's doing too good, but he's there, and he kept making comments about how great the people are and all, and that's why he likes to come back every year and sell something. But he instantly, at the end there, told everybody, he says, well, everything's going to go to the charity. So he was trying to get the most money he could get, you know, out of it.
Sure.
But Mickey Thompson, remember the Mickey Thompson tires? Well, they're still out there.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
They had the Mickey Thompson Z06, the very first Z06, number one, Bob. was there.
They number sold. One was there. Wow. Well, when we talk about that on the other side, we'll also talk about some of the other happenings.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
If you've got something mechanically wrong with your vehicle, now's the time to dial into us at 855-660-4261. If the vehicle is not sounding right, if it's not performing, if it's not giving you the fuel economy that it normally does, if it's smelling funky, or the worst case scenario, you've just been to your local shop and they told you you've got something wrong with it, it's going to cost thousands of dollars, and you want a free over-the-air diagnostic check. We've got our good friend Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, with us here on the program, and Mark and I are talking about this month of January, with all the great automotive events, the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, the CES event, which has turned into an automotive event as well, and the auction starting in Florida and now focusing on Arizona. And Mark's been watching a lot of Barrett Jackson. And you have to hand it to Craig. I mean, as you said, this was a tiny, tiny auction started by Craig's dad and another gentleman, and it was not anything like what it is today. The power of television has really driven this event, along with a lot of clever marketing by Craig, who was the black sheep of the family. His older brother passed away, and the torch was passed to Craig. But I remember interviewing his mom, Nellie, a number of times. I know you did as well. It's an interesting story.
It is, Bob, and it's something that is really nice to be able to share it with your listeners. Like I say, his mom, Nellie, was a great lady, and we've had her behind the microphone many, many times telling how it was back in the day, and what Craig has done is, do you know that the average ticket price just for you and I to walk in on a Saturday night, which is prime time, of course, it's $75 a person to walk in. And, wow. You've got to hand it to Craig. It is an entertaining, is it really an auction? Yes, it is. But, you got Ford up in the front. You've got Chevrolet up in the front. They want to be there with their new concept cars and products to be able to, because he draws, I don't know how many millions of people to that. Of course, each day has got, it used to be, what, just 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Now it's, I don't know, a full year. it goes on, and I get glued to the TV. In fact, now last night I was watching it, and here our good friend Bruce Meyer is sitting in the front row.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and he's sitting in the front row, and he's sitting next to a gentleman that was in, baseball cap, sunglasses. I couldn't tell who it was. But that his friend bought a race car. And so,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, so here you have people, we might want to know, Bruce Meyer, we might want to let our listeners know Bruce Meyer is one of the people that in Beverly Hills, Rodale Drive, and has got a lot of cars. A lot of articles on Bruce over the years, great guy. Had him under the microphone, huh, Bob, many, many times, talking about his collections. Yeah, and he collects very, I thought he was buying that race car, but he was sitting there, the TV camera was right on top of both him and his friend, but his friend was, blinking the eyebrow. He was not.
That's funny.
But and from what I can tell, the money going out the door, there this year, like the Bradley GTs. Now, last year they were hitting 1 million, 1.2 million. This year they're hitting 275,000. So it wasn't a crowd pleaser. But and then you got Meekum happening also there in Kansas. Mm-hmm. There, my gosh, and we've got Mitch Silver Car Auctions. He's also he's located here in Idaho, and he's doing a little auction. Of course, Russell and Steele's also doing an auction at the same time Barrett Jackson's doing it. So I'm just wondering, Bob, now wait a minute, where's all the cars coming from and where's all the money coming from?
Yeah, especially where is all the money coming from? It's also interesting to watch how, with the high-end auctions, with RM, now RM Sotheby's, and with David Gooding, stealing a lot of the real, real multi-million dollar cars, Craig once again has reinvented himself and become the place not only for what you would expect at a Barrett Jackson, the celebrity cars, but also the resto mods, the taking of older vehicles and putting in new engines, new suspensions, that is something that Craig seems to really specialize in.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And one of them, got to share this. This was amazing. They took this, 69 Ford Mach 1 Mustang. Mm-hmm. And it has the Bradley GT engine in the rear, mid-engine.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
So no engine up front on this Mustang in the 68-69 year, but the engine was in the rear hatch. And, you know, again, and then here was a 49 Mercury Woody that had a complete, all it was, the shell on the outside was a Woody, and the skin was stock. Beautiful, of course, avocado green, but the engine and drivetrain was a Ford Explorer.
So interesting.
Can you imagine driving, you know, we've got a foot of snow on the ground right now in Idaho here in Boise. Can you imagine seeing a beautiful Concours d'Elegance 49 Woody going down the road in the snow? But it has four-wheel drive, so why not?
It's a great time in the automotive world, Mark, if you have the money, if you have the credit. I mean, as I was talking to you a little bit off air, this is the golden age as far as I'm concerned. Who would believe we'd have the 707 horsepower Hellcats to be outdone by the upcoming Demon, you know, 650 horsepower Z06 Corvettes and Cadillac CTS-Vs and Camaro ZL1s right from the factory. Who would believe that?
Yeah, the old original muscle cars were back sitting at 110 horsepower. I mean, my God, the heater motor now in the Hellcat is 110 horsepower just to blow hot air at you. Well, tell us now, weren't you in your last test drive? Wasn't that the brand new Hellcat?
Not my last one. It was a little while back. Let's see what I've had in recent weeks. This week I have got a Lexus, a ES350 Lexus, and I had a Mazda Miata, MX-5 Miata, not that long ago. But, yeah, I've driven the Hellcat a number of times. Both I went on the launch of the vehicle, and I've also had one at home. And I have driven the Charger variant. I went on the launch of that as well. And I just love those cars. I mean, they're ridiculous by most people's perception, but for the true auto enthusiast, I mean, it just makes my heart soar that engine is just magnificent. And I've been told in preparation for this Demon, which will be unveiled at the New York International Auto Show, and I kind of had this feeling because I've been told by engineers that engine has several hundred horsepower left to be discovered. So,
oh, wow.
It's going to be very interesting to see the numbers that come up. Hang with us, Mark. We'll wrap up on the other side. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. And again, if you have a question for Mark, we can squeeze you in at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the program. My name is Bob Long. We've got a special guest co-host. He is the ASC certified mechanic, the guy we call on when it comes to all things mechanical. Also field reporter for the show, Mr. Mechanic himself. It's great to have Mark Evans with us here on the program. And Mark, again, we throw out to listeners, if there's something wrong with their vehicle, they can chime in at 855-660-4261. So thanks for being here.
Oh, it's Bob, it's always a gift to be with you behind the microphone, sharing the microphone with you. And I have got a little cold happening, so it's a good thing you're in your studio and I'm in my studio. I don't want to give you my creeping crud here.
Absolutely. As I was telling you and the listeners, one of the big stories emerging out of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit was an announcement from Ford. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Steve Ling, the U.S. Marketing Strategy Manager of Electric Vehicles for the Ford Motor Company. Steve, it's great to have you back here on the show. How are you doing?
I am well, and I'm calling you from the Detroit airport, so if I don't sound perfect either, you'll understand. But it's great to be back on the show and talk to everyone.
Well, we always appreciate your appearances, and this is big news announced at the North American International Auto Show, an expansion of the electric portfolio. I understand in the not-too-distant future we're going to see electrified Mustangs as well as F-150s. Tell us more about this electrified future.
Well, you know, as you went through my title, nobody's probably more excited about this than me, that we can finally talk a little bit about this, because this really is the laying out of our next generation product. And, you know, as you alluded to, mentioning a few, these are going to be 13 new electric vehicles that we'll be coming out with over the next few years. And, you know, to me, I think what's so significant about it is Ford not only electrifying our most popular products, from F-150s to Mustangs to, you know, all new entries that will have over 300 miles of range. So, you know, in typical Ford approach, democratizing the technology and making it available in the ways that, you know, people want to have their car. Because at the end of the day, the electrification is great, but it's about the vehicle. It's not the fact that it's just electric.
So true, Steve. You guys announced 13 new global electrified vehicles, and as you reiterated, the F-150, the Mustang, and a Transit Connect, and those will be hybrid vehicles, so not 100% electric, but will have a gasoline backup power plant as well. Is that correct, Steve?
That's correct. And what we're doing is we're electrifying them in ways that we think people will really appreciate and want the technology. So, for example, in a Mustang, people tell us, you know what, that'd be great. Love the extra power we could get. Still want the sound.
So yeah.
Doing it as a hybrid allows us to kind of have our cake and eat it too for you know, for what the customer's telling us that they want. You know, same thing in an F-150 in terms of when the electrification is there to make it a better truck, make it tow more, make it be able to haul more, now you've got something. And having, you know, a better fuel economy on top of that, you know, is the icing on the cake. But it's still got to do what that vehicle is intended to do. If it can't do that as the baseline, it doesn't really matter.
So true. I know Mark Fields was quoted as saying that the Ford GT, I saw a beautiful one last night roaming the streets of Orlando, Florida, and the gentleman had a big smile on his face, and the rumble coming from that 5-liter just sounded tremendous. But Mark said at the trade show that this electrified Mustang is going to have performance equal or better to what we have presently in the current generation of the Mustang GT, so that's no easy accomplishment.
It's not, and you know, we're fortunate to have engineers that have been working on electric vehicles since, you know, 2000, and you know, with the number of patents, really the acumen that Ford has built up over all these years, all of that's going to get baked into these products. And you know, kind of circling back from to your prior question, you know, that's with hybrids, with plug-in hybrids, and we're going to have those as well. Those are terrific options, again, for people depending on what they want to do, and you'll see us doing that on several vehicles, as well as all electric vehicles. So, for example, and I mentioned it really quick, we're going to do an SUV that will have over 300 miles of range, and that'll be all electric. So it's about applying the right technology, the best technology, to the way that people want to have that product. And we think that's going to be the key to creating, you know, creating the desire, and then giving people, you know, whether it's maximum fuel economy or a combination of power, you know, speed and fuel economy, or capability, including off-road and fuel economy. We think that's going to be a perfect fit for Ford and what our customers are looking for.
Steve, I understand you'll also have a Transit Connect plug-in hybrid. And here's the one that surprised me, two new electrified police vehicles. What can you tell us about those offerings?
Well, you know, very similarly, we've been listening and to all of the police departments across the country. And as I think most people know, Ford sells more police vehicles than anyone else. We have great relationships, and talking about what they want and how electrification can make the vehicles better. They tell us, you know, with the vehicle spending so much time idling, you know, that's a lot of fuel. That's a lot of cost. And electrification is a perfect answer because they don't have to sit there and idle. They don't have to create emissions. And yet when you need that instant power, because that typically can often be the case, an electric motor is a perfect solution. So they're thrilled, and we've been working with them very closely about the specifications to make sure that those vehicles, whether it's the speed, whether it's the durability, whether it's the endurance, are all baked in as they want it, and we have a lot of experience doing it. On the Transit Connect, that one's we're starting that in Europe, and one of the reasons is a lot of European cities now are starting to cap vehicles that are internal combustion engines in certain city centers. So having a vehicle that can use hybrid power or use a gas engine until you get to the city center, then switch totally to electric, drop off, do whatever the task is at hand. But yet the gasoline engine gives it the ability to always go, never have to stop to recharge and do that dual purpose that they're looking for. So again, it's listening to what people want and the application that they're going to use it.
People in Flat Rock, Michigan are no doubt quite happy. This is, of course, the plant that currently builds the Mustang as well as the all-new Lincoln Continental. But you guys are investing $700 million, and you'll be adding 700 new jobs to that facility. And isn't that great news?
It's very exciting, and it's a terrific plant. We've been building the Mustang there for many years. Fantastic quality. Continental comes on board, and then with these vehicles, they're great jobs. I think it is technology. It is going to be enduring, and that's why a lot of the workers there are very excited to be part of this. And they've proven that hey, we can put together a fantastic vehicle consistently. So all those decisions led us to why to do it at Flat Rock. We're very pleased.
Steve, just to reiterate the fact that you guys are going to be launching a fully electric SUV with an estimated range of at least 300 miles. Now, that is a significant number, 300 miles, because right now I know the vehicle that won the North American Car of the Year is an electric vehicle, and that goes 238 miles, but that is not a real SUV. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this upcoming SUV and also some really cool charging technology. I'm Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, and we've got Steve Ling from the Ford Motor Company telling us all about the electrified future of the brand. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. It's clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Right here in Auto World.
Thank you very much. The voice of Billy F. Gibbons. The rock and roll gearhead. I'm going to see Billy in March. We have plans to meet up, so I'm looking forward to that. He's going to be right near me, and we'll see if we can get him on the radio at that time. But we have a really great guy with us right now, Steve Ling, the U.S. Marketing Strategy Manager of Electric Vehicles. He's actually joining us live from DTW, the beautiful airport in Detroit, Michigan, and no doubt off on yet another trip, but we're talking all about the electrification of Ford. Mark Evans is along for the ride as well. You guys know Mark is our ACE mechanic, ASE certified mechanic, and field reporter here for the show. And let's talk a little bit more about this all-electric SUV, and then I can't wait to talk about the charging technology, because this has always been one of my big beefs. But 300 miles in a full SUV, I know that they're, like I said, the vehicle that won the North American Car of the Year is a, you know, it's really a small car. They call it a little bit of a of an SUV, but you're going to build a true SUV electric with 300 miles, and that's not an easy thing to do.
It absolutely is not, and you're right. It's a lot of battery capacity, but you know, very simply, the way we got there is by talking to people to see, you know, at what point do we have to get to where people will go, you know what, that could be my primary vehicle. That could be my only vehicle. It's not something, you know, to have on the side. And that's simply where we got to. And talking to people about, you know, not only that, how would they would charge it, and some of their preferences there, I really start to see that, you know, some of the times we talk about range anxiety with some of these vehicles of today, and in this next generation product, I think you're going to see that move on, and this is going to be one of the first vehicles to help do that.
One of the pet peeves that I have about electric vehicles that I think a lot of manufacturers don't realize, I mean, I live in suburbia and I have a two-car garage in this house, but the reality of the situation is the garage is full of stuff, so the car is parked in the driveway. And if you live in cities, most people are living in apartments. Sometimes they're parking on the street. Sometimes they have to move the car. You know, one time time of the morning. They have to move from one side of the street to the other side of the street because of street cleaning or snow removal. So having a plug-in, having a plug ready to go for these vehicles is a bit of a challenge. But you guys are working on some wireless technology that will allow folks to pull up and be hovering over a mat that will charge the battery. And I think this could really be a great solution for the problem of folks that really don't like the plug-in aspects of the electric vehicle. Tell us all about this wireless technology, Steve.
Yeah, well, Bob, we agree with you. We think it's the holy grail, so to speak, because when you talk to people now, who drive electric vehicles, many, once they get into it, they love the convenience of not having to go and stop and get gas, especially when it's raining or snowing and that sort of thing. Being able to plug in when it's convenient for those who maybe have it at home in a garage or at work and all that is fantastic. Being able to, where you could just pull in over a mat, so to speak, and that's it. You get out of your car, you never have to worry. You know, that just takes it to the next level. Then anybody who, you know, has to stop and refuel someplace else, talk about inconvenient on a relative basis. So that's clearly what we're working toward. I think that in combination with not only these high mileage all electric vehicles, but if you all have a plug-in, where it could just, you know, charge up. Again, the ultimate, you know, inconvenience. The technology is, I would say, still in its infancy. And as you, you know, read about it right now, the charging rates, they can do it. It's just very slow. But like everything in this space, you know, things are moving on quicker than many think. And that's why Ford is dedicating so much effort, because we see that when you really look at the whole ability to not just have a longer range, whether it's in a higher capacity plug-in type vehicle, maybe like, you know, 40, 50 miles, or an all-electric, this is the ultimate complement that works together with that to really allow people to adopt this and stay with it.
Yeah, I personally love that idea. Mark, do you have any questions for Steve?
Oh, my gosh, Steve. Hey, it's good to be with you on the air. Nice to meet you. Be with you. And I've got so many questions. I heard a little birdie told me one day that the National Safety Administration was going to come down on electric vehicles on the noise. There is no noise. And I don't know, are they going to have you folks put some kind of a recording of a noise out the back end of the Mustang or the Fords to be so people can hear them?
Yeah, good question. They are working on a ruling right now, and what that will be and how loud and what does it need to sound like and all those sorts of things. So we're waiting for that, but equally working together, because at the end of the day, I think as all of us appreciate, you know, the goal is so that people can see it coming. You know, especially in a world where people are, you know, texting and walking and things like that, not necessarily paying attention. I think everybody appreciates that, you know, we want to help and avoid any, you know, unnecessary injuries. Things that try to do it in a way that it's not annoying. Obviously going to be durable. It can work in different types of weather, you know, and. So a lot of work going in by a lot of people to try to do that in a good, right way.
Absolutely. Now, electric is, I think it's awesome, a great idea, because, like I say, you don't have to go to the gas station. The cost is way down, of course. But I just think, too, Steve, about my electric drill, you know, in the shop. Cordless drill, you hit the trigger, and that thing goes from 0 to 1,000 RPMs now, you know, which is great. And I can't even imagine, because I can imagine my rear tires, if it's rear-wheel drive, of course, hitting the go pedal and spinning tires right away. So do you folks measure more torque than you do horsepower? Is that how you measure it?
Yeah. Again, we'll measure both, because at the end of the day, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, some of the usual measurements, just looking at horsepower and all that, it's going to have a different meaning when you electrify. And, you know, and to your point, you know, a lot of people do focus on horsepower, but at the end of the day, what they really are talking about is torque. that feeling right off the line, as you know very well. It is that ability, you know, when you want to build up speed, when you're getting on, you know, the on-ramp, that sort of thing. And that's where electric motors excel. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I think people will, you know, have been pleased and will continue to be very pleased with, you know, that combination of power and efficiency. So we do measure both, and I think, you know, the discussion will continue to be how's the best way to express that to people to talk about, you know, the type of speed that this vehicle is capable, because equally, and as, you know, some of the vehicles are out there do today, you can vary it. And you can bias it to be more economical and start slower, or you can bias it the other way. And that's part of the beauty of electrification.
Yeah.
Yeah, that instant torque is amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, the G-force behind the big, you know, Bob, as we call it, the cast iron blocks from back in the Hemi days and all that, you know, you want to be set back in the seat, and that's what you're paying for. Electric, I can see it happening. Now, Steve, is that are the electric cuted vehicles, are they going to be, do they recharge if you apply the brakes as everybody pulls up to the stop sign or stop lights?
The regenerative braking?
Exactly, yeah. And that's what they're called, regen brakes. And, you know, to me, the best thing of it is I think when they first came out, you knew you had them.
Yeah, you know, did.
You know, spongy, they weren't linear. You know,
pretty bad.
Flip to today, the generation of brakes that are out now, they're fantastic. People wouldn't know the difference. And once you get, you know, used to it, you're like, you know, isn't it silly we haven't been doing this for years? Because it's wasted energy. We just let go, and now we can capture it, put it back in the battery, and, you know, you basically get to move for free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes the battery last longer, too, of course.
Exactly. Well said.
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody who hasn't driven one of the new variants, like Steve said, you know, at the beginning, the early days of the regenerative braking technology was just that. It was early and it was bad. And nowadays, you really can't tell the difference between the conventional brakes and these regenerative brakes. Well, the electrification of Ford, we kind of at least opened chapter one. We'll have Steve Ling back with us real soon. Steve, thank you for joining us here on the program, and we look forward to further updates from you down the road.
Sounds like a plan. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure as well. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.